All right, Tabo, say good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up in Gan Emuna on page Tav Chaf. Tav Chaf. So remember again, so Ot Be'er L'Inyan Zeh. So remember again, we're speaking about the Mechaber, we're speaking about the incredible, I think really incredible dynamic of why the Neshama needs to come down to this world. Specifically this idea that we spend our lives trying to establish a Dveikus, a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Neshama has it in the celestial sphere, in the Olam HaEmes, and yet, again, the Neshama comes down here. So it's such irony. I have the closeness, I come down here, spend a lifetime trying to achieve that closeness. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. I have a count to offer for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Don't send me down. If you don't send me down, then at the end of the day, again, I could live in that state of closeness. So the Mechaber is explaining here that sometimes proximity to someone or something doesn't necessarily allow you to understand that person or that thing, bless you, in its totality. And he gave the example, you know, the story of Yosef Fronik and Rabbi Nachman, this idea that the only way to truly know something or to understand something is to see the way it behaves, to see its midos, to see the way it conducts itself. So when the neshama is in Shamayim, the neshama is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's only in this world that one has the ability to see the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the behaviors of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's only through all of that that we come to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, by definition, the neshama has to come down to this world, because ironically enough, although in the Olam HaEmes, the neshama has incredible closeness and proximity, it lacks the ability to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it can't see the midos and actions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he gives another example of this. Old Be'er L'Inyan Zeh, this is an amazing ma'aseh. I'll tell you, he doesn't say who the ma'aseh is about, but I'll tell you who the ma'aseh is about. Ma'aseh b'bno shel Rav Chashuv. There was once a story of the son of a great Rav. Shechashka nafsho litomes ara chasidus. And I'm a snag de sherav, right? A chasidically opposed Rav, whose son wanted to taste a little bit of the light of Chassidus. Vehechlit, shemiyad acharei achasna, yelich el echad mitamidi habal shemtiv, vilmot etzlo Torah b'kdusha b'tar l'meshech shalosh shana metzuvos. So this young man decided, he just recently got married, said, you know what, now I'm married, Baruch Hashem, I'm going to go off to learn by one of the great Hasidic masters for 3 years. For 3 years. Now, again, understand what that means for 3 years is, you know, not home on the weekends, not home for dinner on Tuesdays. 3 years I'm going to be gone. 3 years I'll be gone. Who itzliach lefayis lekabas kamaso shalishto. So he was willing, he was able to go ahead and get the agreement of his wife. Aulam aviv rasach mizam. Ketzad uholi chumashres ishtat zira. Sherak ata nisalo levada lelo tomechum mefarnes. So the father of the chassan is very upset. First of all, I'll see your marriage. How do you get married and leave your young wife for 3 years? How do you do that? Number two, a more practical issue. Who's supporting her? Obviously, if you're going off to learn with some rabbi, you're not sending checks home, right? So I'm going to have to support her. So there's a shalom bias issue. And then there's a parnasa issue. So he goes to convince his son not to do it. Ulam kishiras akshenu so shal b'no, hiniach lo linsoa, b'nichim asatso sheminastam yachzor b'no amtud asmicha l'rabanos o dayanos, v'chin yiska l'ma'amad chashuv u'parnasa. So the father tries to convince the son not to go, totally unsuccessful. The father at least gains some consolation, it's fine. He's going to go off to learn for 3 years, at least what? He's going to get a degree, right? He's going to get the smicha, he's going to get a dayanos. He'll come home and at least he'll be a gavre rabba, he'll be an important guy. And at least then he can have a parnasa. Okay. B'tom shalosh shalom kishachaz rabben. Kibel aviv v'yisrakshus. So 3 years go by, the son goes to learn. Father is so happy to see his son. Greets him with incredible emotion. Acharish nachmen aderach. So, you know, after he gave his son a little bit of time to rest from the journey, now it's time to get down to business. Shalos obitzvi b'ni ayakar, saper nali, mala marata. So my son, tell me, you've been away 3 years learning Torah, so beautiful. What did you learn? Be'ez mikzoa b'mikzoa satorish talanta. You know, where did you gain special proficiency? You know, what areas did you focus on? He'im na'aseis a rav, o poseik, maybe you became a rav, you became a poseik. Eze chidushim yuchadim kibalta b'chatzir sharabcha. What chidushim did you learn? Top of Tav Chaf Aleph. Amar lo b'no, Abba Yakar, my precious father. B'meshech shalosh shanim amalti v'yagati lirkosh das u'tvuna v'lamarati dover echad. Father, for 3 years I worked so hard, and I was able to learn one thing. Hashem hu ha'alokim. The Ribono shel Olam is the true God. Ma hu zaka aviv? Zeh koma shel amarata shalosh shanim. What? What? 3 years, that's what you learned? Listen to what the father says. Davar shekol goy pashat yodea. Even the goyim, right? Even Gentiles who are God-fearing people know that there's a God. Right? We might call different gods God, but they believe in God also. So listen to this. The father is so upset. Miyat kara lemishareses hagoy v'shalosa. So the father calls over the non-Jewish housekeeper, and he says to her, "Tell me, imli v'akasha." Tell me, excuse me, Mrs. Housekeeper, who is the king who rules over the entire world, who has control over life and death? Hashem ansa gaya, Hashem hu elokim, v'shamayim v'aretz. So the non-Jewish housekeeper says, it's God. God rules over heaven and earth. Umi arofei kol basar, and tell me who controls all health. The father asks the housekeeper, of course, it's God. And who is the one ultimately, again, who goes ahead and provides sustenance for every living thing? So, of course, it's God. It's God who goes in and provides for everything. Afilu hamishareses yodas shashem hu elokim hu arofei bo mafarnes b'shvil lilmo davar pashat kaze hayisat tzarech le'alim lemeshach shalosh shanim miyad acharei achasana. So the father is very incensed. He says, I don't understand. For 3 years, you had to go away to learn that Hashem hu elokim. You could have gone to the kitchen, spent an hour with the housekeeper, and she could have taught you the same exact thing. What's the pshat that you have to go away for all of this time right after your chasana, leave your wife, leave me to support your wife? And for what? So we're supposed to listen to this answer. Amar lo b'no, avia yakar, hi omeres, aval ani yodea. So the son says to his father, here's the difference. She says it, but I know it. Kainu inyan. So what the son was saying over here in this situation of Osai is, there are many things ultimately, again, that we say. And the truth is, and we believe it. I believe it, but do I know it? To know something of Osai means that you know it in every fiber of your being. To know it means that it comes out in the way that I live. To know it means that ultimately, again, I emote this reality in the day-to-day reality of my existence. That's what the son was saying. A lot of people say that Hashem hua Elokim. I know Hashem hua Elokim. We'll say, who is this ma'aseh about? This is Rabbi Levi Yitzhak Aberdichev. This is Rabbi Yitzhak Aberdichev when he went to learn by Rav Shmuelka of Nikolsburg. Right after his wedding, his father, Rabbi Yitzhak, was an Ilui, was a brilliant, brilliant child prodigy. Again, was destined for a life as a Rosh Yeshiva, as some, whatever it was, came from a very distinguished rabbinic family, multiple generations of Rabbanim. This was him. And he went to go learn by Rav Shmuelka of Nikolsburg, who was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, for 3 years. Shalosh Shanim Ritzufim, 3 straight years. And this was the beginning of his path to become Rav Levi Yitzchak Aberdichev. So the Mechaber writes, Kenu inyan yirides ha-neshama li'olam hazeh. So the truth is, it's the same thing with the coming down of the neshama into this world. Kol od ha'isa shuri ha-neshama mitachas l'kisi ha-kavad. Yitachin shiyada shashem u'alokim. Vishu tovu meitiv. Vishal rachmanuso in cheker. Ela shahaisa bo yediya mufshet es bilvad. Kefi shiyodim davar b'teoria. When the neshama is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shamayim, so the neshama also, of course the neshama is able to say Hashem Hu Elokim, but the neshama, it's interesting, the Mechaber says Teoria. Teoria is theory, right? The neshama knows it in theory. Lav Dafka knows it in practice. He goes on, he says, V'shil li'vakach b'kach ba'ofen ma'asi, Haya alel laredes li olam hazeh. Uleislavish beguf gashmi amenas lavor imunim vitargulim masim shel emuna. Shibo said, this is absolutely amazing. What the Mechaber says over here, if you skip actually the next paragraph, he says, lachim. So therefore, the neshama has to come down into this world in order to be able, not just to be able to say Hashem Elokim, but to be able to know, to understand Hashem Elokim. What does this mean? Look at the last paragraph, for this we'll stop. Lachim adam she'in lamuchan lehismodeid b'chayev b'nisyonos ha'emuna. Ule targel es emuna ba'ofen ma'asi b'chayev li'olam lo yilmad emuna. Hula yagid b'fiv sh'Hashem Elokim kima osa b'shares es ben bless you b'ma'ase she'evanu aval hulo yada es zeh. So the Mechaber says something amazing. Do you know how you come to really know, to be able to know Hashem Elokim, not just be able to say it? Through weathering life. Through weathering life. Through seeing incredible simcha, through seeing incredible tsar, to be able to see the Yad Hashem in all of that, and to believe in Hashgachas Hashem, and to see the three pillars of Emunah, that everything is from Hashem, everything is for the good, and everything that happens is somehow there or occurs in order to enable me to actualize my personalized shlichus. But say you have to go through life to be able to see those things. You can't sit underneath the Kisei HaKavod and experience these things. And if you can't experience these things, you can say Hashem Hu Elokim, but you can't know Hashem Hu Elokim. So we'll stop over here for today, but you see, what the Mechaber is painting for us is a dramatic message, which is that the cultivation of Emunah requires living life, requires going through the peaks and valleys, requires going through the ups and downs, requires ultimately, again, seeing the Yad Hashem, or trying to see the Yad Hashem, in anything and everything that we go through, in understanding, trying to understand the way the Ribbono Shel Olam runs his world to the best of his ability. It's only if you're willing to engage in the battle in Olam Hazeh, in the peaks and valleys of Olam Hazeh, that you're going to come to see and come to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone could say Hashem Hu Elokim. Our job ultimately is to be able to know Hashem Hu Elokim. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up. I guess we're not finishing Gan Emunah this week. Mirat Hashem, maybe next week. So we'll pick up Tav Chof Beis in Mirat Hashem on Monday. Viadata.